Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any for today. If you want to sponsor a topic, you can do so using the Subscribestar link, as well as the PayPal links in the description. So with that out of the way, I wanted to share a topic I found on the goingyourownway.com forum, which I put a link to in the description. It's called New Korean War on Feminist Man-Haters, and here's what someone named CPRA has to say, and I quote, "They have shown up whenever women rallied against sexual violence and gender biases in South Korea. Dozens of young men, mostly dressed in black, taunted the protesters, squealing and chanting, 'thud thud,' to imitate the noise they saw the ugly feminist pigs made when they walked. 'Out with man-haters,' they shouted. 'Feminism is a mental illness.' On the streets, such rallies could be easily dismissed as an extreme rhetoric of a fringe group. But the anti-feminist sentiments are being amplified online, finding a vast audience that is increasingly imposing its agenda on South Korean society and politics. These male activists have targeted anything that smacks of feminism, forcing a university to cancel a lecture by a woman they accused of spreading misandry. They have vilified prominent women, criticizing Ahn San, a 3-time gold medalist in the Tokyo Olympics, for her short haircuts. They have threatened businesses with boycotts, prompting companies to pull advertisements with the image of pinching fingers they said ridiculed the size of male genitalia. And they've taken aim at the government for promoting a feminist agenda, eliciting responses from rival presidential candidates to perform the country's 20-year-old Ministry of Gender Equality and Family. South Korea is reckoning with a new type of political correctness, enforced by angry young men who bristle at any forces they see as undermining opportunity, and feminists in their mind are enemy number one. Commentators say that feminism is a mental illness. When modern feminism said that women should be less like women and more like men while hating men, then it is a mental illness. Korean men's battle song is, 'We're not gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it. Seems like a lot of blowback,' unquote." The story I shared is from a New York Times article, which a story was taken from, and it's behind a paywall. So hopefully that gives you guys enough of the picture. I don't know if there's more to this article. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to feminists in South Korea failing to win the culture war clown world show. It's refreshing to see men's rights activists in Korea doing what MRAs in Canada and the United States never could. Here they held barbecues and conventions instead of marching down the street to feminist rallies and shutting them down or disrupting them. While in North America, feminists were found outside of men's events trying to shut them down or basically shaming people from going into them. Finally, some men with balls instead of Western men that have faux for balls instead. If men in Korea are shaming masculine-looking female gymnasts, can you imagine what they would say to a 500-pound purple-haired freak? Companies in the West are bowing down to feminist forces and changing their products and marketing message to satisfy women, while in South Korea they're bowing down to masculine forces instead. Is this happening because men in the West have low testosterone? Why is it that South Koreans are the first men I've seen in the world fighting against feminism out in the open, and doing their best impression of feminists stomping down the pavement on the street with their high-heeled hooves? Papers like the New York Times are probably shocked to see men standing up for themselves somewhere. I don't think this is a coincidence with the Korean dishwashing stories I spoke about a while back, that the beta simps in Korea have to marry the women after those women are done getting dirty with the alphas. I'm proud of Korean men for getting the fertility rate down in that country down under 1 in 2019, 20, and 21. They're seriously going on marriage and baby-making strikes. Eventually, the government will notice its tax-paying population crashing, and they can't afford social programs for sluts anymore. Where is the courage for Western men? The most courageous thing I've ever seen anyone do in the men's rights community was myself when I decided to risk my life and film the feminist slut walk back in 2014. While I didn't exactly risk my life, but it could have gotten nasty, I had to disguise myself as a male feminist to do so. I risk being torn limb from limb and having my equipment trashed by fat feminists that could have turned me into a nice light snack. But again, even that wasn't all that much. The young Korean women are protesting back, saying that they will not vote for political candidates that promote misogyny. I've said it before that the fight in the end will not be between left and right, but politics will turn into male versus female, as most advanced economies and countries have the majority of their politicians become female. That's where I see the battle for civilization heading in the next 10 to 20 years. The Marxists know that they can use women as useful idiots to bring about their agenda of global power. In the 20th century, it was workers that were oppressed by the business owners and bourgeoisie. Now it's all about the women's being oppressed by the males. They tried to bring about a communist utopia with the workers, but that failed. So now they're going to try with the women. But that will fail as well, as men start going their own way from the gynocentric state. All we have to do is refuse to procreate and stop maintaining the supply chains, and the whole left versus right or female versus male Marxist dream will crumble overnight. It brings tears to my cock to see that feminists in South Korea are on the defensive, unlike the rest of the world where they're on the offensive. We need to figure out why the men in Korea are willing to do this and start doing it in the West. With the female athlete with short hair, men started to brigade her Instagram page from multiple accounts and accuse her of being a man-hater. Women, after all, are far more likely to fold to criticism than men are. If we shame them, we'll stop acting in ways that attract shame. The men's activists in Korea have succeeded in demonizing the women's movement. If we wanted a meaningful change in the West, we need to do the same right here. Instead, in the West, we're on the defensive. The owner of MGTOW.TV told me that he set up SMS with a website so that men could actually send text messages to live streams on there. But apparently T-Mobile bans the ability for people to connect to MGTOW.TV. Someone complained and they stopped us. As a famous female Canadian author said once, men are scared women will laugh at them, and women are scared men will kill them. Hence why shaming works so well in us. But men can't get violent towards women in the West. The only place violence against women is happening on a massive scale with regards to feminism is Mexico, where they're dunking them for fun in barrels of acid. The cartels will not let feminists masculinize their feminine women. Ironically, in Mexico, the parliament has already achieved gender parity. At some point, you can be sure that the female states out there will start to use force to stop anti-feminist males. And some men might even start a guerrilla war because of it. As for using shame against men, if a man is not scared that women will laugh at him, women would actually not have the power to get him to do what they wanted. So that's why I suspect the cancel culture was created in the first place. So that if men aren't afraid of shame, they would sure be afraid of losing their livelihoods instead. But a man with FU money is unstoppable. That is until women take over the majority of parliaments and try to silence us using the threat of incarceration if we don't shut up. Then the only option is to leave the state or to fight. If we leave and spread our ideas from other less gynocentric countries, they'll probably chase us down there. In the end, our only option is to fight. Women, on the other hand, are afraid of male violence directed at them, and those Mexican feminists have to meet in private and because of that, can't broadcast their message to other broads, which limits the size and growth of their movements. The Korean men have taken a step in the right direction. And if any of you guys are Korean, please share why you think this is actually the case in the comments section. Also, with regards to women laughing, posting comments online, and making videos like this, where women don't see my face, it's because it limits the criticism, and women want to shame me, and all they have to attack is the way that I speak on my channel. Remember, they're always looking for ammunition against us men, so if you can avoid giving it to them, then do so. Even if you're a GigaChad and reveal your identity, they'll work that much harder to unperson you from their soy-sidey and get you canceled. They can't have men escaping the plantation and telling other men that they too can be free from them. So has feminism failed in Korea? No, but at least the men in the country are willing to march down the street and shut down feminist events. I'm thinking that might be a great thing to do in Canada after the coup is done. Start a men's rights organization that actually goes to feminist rallies and agitates the large lasses with big asses by promoting the MeToo hashtag and by disrupting them. Then that'll force them to pay for police and security to have at their events, and many of them might actually not be able to afford to have them. Maybe it's time to do to them what they do to us. Maybe get the most feminine fat guy in the group and dress him up like a feminist and drag. Make some videos of us roughing him up in a fake way to get women afraid of the violence. I'm not even sure if that's legal. It's not real violence. It's just staged as propaganda to rile up the sisterhood of the oversized yaya pants. Putting up a video like that on MGTOW.TV or BitChute probably won't get us into any trouble. I would obviously check to make sure something like that was legal before doing so. If women fear for their safety because they see something violent that may or may not be real, then if the group responsible for that shows up at their rally, they're more likely to scatter like German bugs when you turn the lights on. If they fear for their safety, there won't be any rallies without a police presence. Make them pay to bring police in and security. If it becomes too expensive, it'll probably get canceled entirely. As for feminism in Korea, it's just getting started. And because of the heavy influence of Christianity in that country, it'll continue to get even more powerful. At least it's facing some real resistance, unlike much of the West. But it's a slowly rolling wave and you can't really fight it in the long term, like Don Quixote fighting a windmill. But once women make up the majority of your parliament, they will introduce legislation that cannibalizes male productive energy for its own ends, until the men stop caring and go black-pilled because they can't win, and then society falls apart. The last thing I want to bring up is the fertility rate in Korea, which stands at 0.92 in 2019. It dropped further during the coup. By the year 2800, if the fertility rate continues falling in that country, the population will reach zero. Many of you might have seen the video circulating online from Futurama about the dangers of sex robots, how that no one would reproduce if they were around. Korea is on that trajectory, and so is much of the world, and we aren't even thinking about why it's happening. It's not only feminism that's failing, but it's also traditionalism too. Two obsolete philosophies for living, unless you want to live like the Amish people do, which I certainly don't. I'm proud of the Korean men and can't wait to see what else they do by attacking feminism, using its own dirty tricks in that country. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that if Koreans don't start smashing each other, they won't exist in another 600 or 700 years at this rate. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that call themselves men's rights activists, they refuse to get dirty against Western feminist women the way the Korean men do away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.